We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. So, how you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome, Ross. How are you doing?
Good. Since the last show, I have become somewhat of a convert in Raven Tools.
So good. Outstanding.
Yeah. I'm still learning. It seems simple on the outside, and then I think I'm missing a bunch of stuff because I know it's not that simple.
I've been using it for 2 years, and I'm missing a bunch of stuff. It's like one of those – he keeps adding so much stuff to it all the time. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty excited about it. Just running those ranking reports that we unfortunately have to do still is so nice to have that automatically done.
yeah, definitely. And unfortunately is definitely the proper description.
Yeah, I wish we could just run the Google API, Analytics API, and just take those results and say, hey, this is what you're getting traffic on. Mm-hmm. And let's target some other phrases.
Yep, exactly. we actually started to try to convert some of our clients. You know, in Webmaster Tools, you can go in and terms that you're ranking on, you can click on it, and it'll show you impressions that you received for that term at the different positions. So if you were at position one, you had this many impressions. When you were in position three, you had this many impressions. When you were in position five, you had this many impressions, plus click-through rates. So I've actually gone to the point where I'm like taking the last week of data from Google Webmaster Tools about that and sticking in reports. And I can say, look, for this keyword, you showed up in 8 different positions in the last 7 days. And for those positions, you had this click-through rate in this position and this amount of impressions. And it's opening their eyes to like, oh, so it's, you know, just because I'm number one when I look at it now doesn't mean I'm always number one during the week.
Mm, exactly. Well, yeah. And the thing that I don't like about their new setup, because they recently changed how the search queries show up in Google Webmaster Tools, is they don't have the old – I liked the old system, which was this is what – you're being shown up for, and on the right side, this is what you're actually getting clicked on. I thought that was so clear.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, there's more data now, but it's not as clear. You know, it was really easy to send a client to that. They'd understood it.
Yeah, but I definitely would trade that for the fact that we're now getting impressions on keywords, because that's data we've never gotten before, and it's very valuable.
We did, though, didn't we? I thought we had impressions on the original, on the left side. It showed impressions, how many times it was seen, and then, but you'd see like, wow.
But,
you
got I guess I'm talking about impressions based on position. So we'd get impressions for this keyword, but we didn't know where it was, and definitely click-through rates. We definitely didn't get click-through rates either.
Yeah, that's true. That it was definitely a better breakdown there. And yeah. That's true. It's so funny. I tell you, we've got the – I can't admit I'm admitting this on the air. StepForth has like – we've got to get to work on our own site. Like the optimization's not to make me just want to shiver.
You want me to send you a quote?
It's just a matter of getting the time. I mean, we still do well for search engine placement, which is what we were targeting for a long time. But things like pinup. We're getting a lot of impressions for pinup.
Pinup? What else do you do there, Ross?
Well, it's because we did an article on this brilliant social viral campaign of that were pinups of X-rayed. I think it was an X-rayed dancer or something. It was
brilliant. you're talking about the calendar. There was a calendar that they did of like suggestive poses by females, but it was X-rays. So you really couldn't see anything, but you knew that it was suggestive, and that if there was skin there, you'd be seeing a lot.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
Brilliant. And it was for an X-ray company, like a company that sold X-ray machines and stuff. I mean, it was just a genius campaign. Yeah. But racy, but it was exactly the sort of thing that's as well online, of course. Mm-hmm. And I did a thing for it, and of course now we're getting impressions for it.
Nice. So is that the time when you say, okay, we're getting all this traffic for a pinup? What do you do with that traffic? So that's a good question. I even and with clients, I ask that occasionally as well. It's like, okay, you wrote this article, and it's getting traffic for terms you didn't mean to get traffic for. What do you do with that traffic? Because are you just letting it go? You really probably can't convert it to anything, but there's got to be a use for it.
Well, we're getting impressions. We're not getting traffic.
Oh.
No, they're smart enough, thankfully, not to click on it, because we really don't need that kind of traffic on our server. But at least I don't think we are. I'm just looking around here. We've got sexy pinup. We got a nice little exposure for it. We've got. Oh, it's too funny.
Anyway. Nice.
Yeah, lots of fodder for jokes, I'm sure. But it's good. Oh, yeah. You need to bite your tongue, are you?
We had a little discussion before the show today. I won't talk about the stuff that FCC would get on me about, promise. Yeah.
So I've been trying to be a little more interactive on Facebook. And when I've been on there, I've been through it a bit.
Well, you're talking about our Facebook page for the show, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. So in this case, the URL is facebook.com/SEO101podcast. Woohoo! We finally have our own vanity.
Nice. Very good.
Yes, so it's pretty cool. SEO101podcast.
How many fans do we have? Hold on, I'm going to check. Oh, that's 54. Not nearly enough. You guys need to start fanning us on Facebook.
Yes. Please show that we exist. Show that we have fans.
Yes. maybe we only have 54 fans. That could be it.
All right. So we get to the meat of it. We've got a couple of great questions out there, and that's awesome. We love feedback. We love questions. And Craig, I'm going to pray I'm saying your name right. Craig Desmaris. Desmaris?
That's a very valid attempt. That's good. That's how I'd say it, too.
All right. Cool. I hope that means that's right. He gave us some input. He said, and I'll quote him here, "I'd like to hear some latest stuff on social media optimization and how it can help tie into SEO." Now, John and I were talking about that, and we'd love to do a show on that. We just want to, you know, it says latest stuff on social media optimization, so we better catch up a little before we do that and make sure that we have the latest, and maybe we can throw out a few new ideas.
But the one thing I would like to touch on that, just because it's a really broad topic that we could dig into deeper on a separate show, but there's been some conversation at the higher levels of our industry. I think Rand wrote an article. I think there's a couple of people written articles about how content in social media is becoming more and more important in the algorithms for standard SEO, and it's actually supposedly taking a little of the weight away from overall link building as an importance. So that's something I'm going to dig into a little more that we can cover in a little more detail in the show we cover that on.
Yeah, and Craig brings up a good point essentially by asking this question, which is, you know, the latest stuff. The reason we'd have to look for latest is this thing's a moving target. I mean, social media optimization is changing daily. I mean, there's always new things, and of course, as you said, Google's ramping up its algorithms to include more and more social. So yeah, it's a moving target. So there's lots to talk about.
Yeah, and one of my pet peeves in this that we'll cover too is when people say, I've seen an article that says how to optimize Twitter. That drives me nuts. And I'll explain why.
Maybe they're writing it just to get your attention.
They must be, because it does.
He says he'd also love hearing about the latest link building tactics and how to do it ethically on relevant sites.
So that would be a good show too. But I think it's worth talking a little bit about now. Do you?
Sure. Yeah. Where do you begin?
So when you say the latest link building tactics, so latest being the adjective that he's really focusing on here, you know, link building in my mind is one of the most creative parts of all of SEO. You really have to be able to, and I hate using this phrase, you have to be able to think outside of the box and come up with ideas that are not standard, because the standard stuff is the standard stuff. And a real good example I think I got this from Jeff Quipp, who's also up in Canada with you Ross, and he was talking about it. Some work he did, and it was very outside the box. One of his link builders, there was a client that had a service, and he wanted to get links for this service for his client. And I honestly don't remember or if I even know what the service was, but that's kind of immaterial. What the guy did on his staff was he went out looking for companies that used to offer the service. He would contact them directly. They'd have a page on their site saying, like, I'm sorry, we no longer offer this service, blah, blah, blah. He talked to that company and said, hey, instead of just giving your users a dead page, can you link over to us? Because we do offer that service. And I don't know if you've made a financial agreement, you know, to give them a percentage of sales or something. But that's an amazing outside-the-box kind of thinking when it comes to link building. And when you say latest link building tactics, they have to be changing all the time. If you're using the standard X, Y, and Z link building tactics and not using anything outside of the box, God, I hate saying that.
You've had that thrown at you a few times, haven't you?
I know. But you got to do unique stuff, and that's the latest stuff. The stuff that's unique, that's very specific to your clients, that's what's going to work the best.
Yeah, and I'm boring. When I talk about link building, I think, really, just write good articles. A blog is everything to me. And that's another question coming up. But frankly, a blog is what builds links to me. I mean,
I'm going to disagree a little bit with that. All right. So Michael Gray recently did a study. And Gray Wolf, Michael Gray, he does some pretty interesting things sometimes. Yeah. And he published a site specifically to test that theory that good content generates links organically. And he said he ran the site for a couple months. He put like 30 or 40 super high quality content articles on this site, seeded them socially, and the results were pitiful. They were horrible. So his thesis coming out of that was that does not work. So that's why I'm only disagreeing with you a little bit. I disagree with that somewhat, because it depends on how you work it. If all he did was wrote this great content and then, you know, tweeted about it, yeah, that's not going to work. But where I think you're going, Ross, and which I do agree with, is that if you have this great content, now you have something to link to. And if you do the right kind of things to generate links to your site, you're going to have much more places to link to if you have a lot of great content.
Yeah, and it's there's way too many variables that he's missing on that. I mean, I haven't read it, so I should say from what you told me. And that is that how old the site is, how much reputation has been built on it, how many articles it already has on it. It becomes a certain point. Like if your site's brand new, writing articles, doing any kind of link building is going to really have pretty lame benefits at the beginning. I mean, it's going to take a while for Google to really give you the benefit of those links. And I mean, yeah, okay, if CNN links to you, then it's going to go, you're an exceptional case, we're going to bump you up. But I mean, really, in most cases, that's not what's going to happen. And you're also looking at how much content is on the site already. Does it already have, are the people out there in the community talking about you? Like, say you're on Twitter and you're talking. There's certain things. Like, if I'm on Twitter just talking about myself and I've got certain profiles elsewhere, it adds legitimacy to my business. And I think all those add up as signals. that your site is legitimate, and then blogs are that much more powerful.
Yeah, or the whole site, I don't disagree with that either. I think community and building a community around your site, like you're saying, you know, if you have people that are coming to your site on a regular basis, if you have a community somehow on your site, you have people that are reading you on a regular basis. Building that community, to me, is more valuable than just building content. Mm-hmm. You know,
I bet he was doing that. At least I think it'd be pretty funny because Vanessa Fox always says that. She always says,
yeah,
it's all about the content. All about the content. Maybe he was doing it just to Eric, or that's a good.
It could be, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it was a lot of it was link bait oriented, because the title was I did what Google, and it failed, or something like that. You know, he definitely called out Google in the title of the article. So, but he had some decent points in there about you know, how it's working and how it's not working, just from an organic standpoint.
Yeah, definitely thought. Yeah. So, well, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll talk some more about some of the other questions we've gotten.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
CEO Coach, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Karka, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were discussing, well, everything about why content is good on sites and how they generate links, which is a little easier, I frankly believe, than doing quote-unquote link building. No disagreement that it's powerful. If you can do link building, you can get lots of links out there, and somehow it's worth your while to spend that much time, then go for it. I just think that if you write articles and write good ones, they're going to build links for you.
Yeah, and honestly, the more you write, the better you're going to do, not just from that perspective, but the more content you have on your site, the more depth you have into the engine, so people will find you with a much wider variety of phrases. So you're going to build traffic and hopefully conversions from that perspective as well, the more you write.
Well, and also these days, we could go on forever here, because I'm very passionate about this, but these days everyone is, anyone with any salt anyway, are going to be looking for proof that someone is good at what they do. And there's a huge credibility, like tons of credibility about writing good articles that are getting noted elsewhere, raise discussions, are being published by reputable sites. That's one thing, because there's a lot of articles out there, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yes.
Crap. But and definitely malinformed. But in this case, if it's from really good sites, and you know, over time you start to really tell when a person's credible.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So let's jump back here. What was the last one? Link building tactics. How do they do? How to do it ethically on relevant sites? So yes, well, Craig, we're gonna touch on this again, I think, and do a whole show on it.
Yep.
Good idea. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Another cool topic you said would be about focusing on driving traffic instead of obsessing over Google page rank, and maybe talk about how obsessing over rank can lead to poor strategic decisions.
Hey, well, first of all, it's kind of an oxymoron, because obsessing over PageRank is a poor strategic decision. Not necessarily lead to it, it is one.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I don't think it requires a whole show. We can do that pretty quickly. He's right. Done.
Yeah. That's it. I think the easiest way to that I explain it to people when they come at me and they say, well, oh, but the page rank of this and the page rank of that, I'm saying, which page rank? And they're like, what do you mean, which page rank? Well, I'm like, well, you know, there's different page ranks. There's your toolbar page rank is the one that you're talking about, because that's the only one you can actually see. And then there's the real page rank that Google uses in its algorithm that they will never show you. So the toolbar page rank is the little green bar on your browser that updates every quarter or so. And then the real page rank is the internal number that changes on a regular basis, daily, if you're doing lots of link building. It's based on really the amount of links being driven to your site.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
And it changes on a regular basis, and you won't know what it is. Even when they update the toolbar page rank, it's probably not that accurate. That's just an indicator that it's changed in one direction or the other significantly.
At some point in time.
At some time in the last quarter.
Yeah, because it doesn't get updated very often, really.
Right.
What I say is, if a client says up a page rank, I say, look, it's just a signal. First of all, yes, and the reason I say it so vaguely is, yeah, because it's old sometimes. And oftentimes it's really, how accurate is it in terms of what are they giving away here? Probably not much. But I do like it in the terms of just a side signal. If I see a site and it's got a PR7, well, you know, PR7s and up, that's a real indicator that there's something good going on here. It's just that you have to add a high noise filter to it. That's the only way I can put it.
Yeah, definitely. So I may have mentioned this on the show before, but I have some page rank trivia if you're interested.
Excellent.
All right. So what does the term page rank mean? Where did it come from? If you had to define that term, what is it? So most people think they come and say, well, it's the rank of your page. No, it's
page. Larry Page, I said.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's Page's ranking system. So that's what made him different. It came from Larry Page. It's not, has nothing, the name has nothing to do with the page of your website. It's Larry.
Larry.
Yes. All right. I promise not to ever tell that trivia again. Because you obviously know it.
Yeah, it's the third time. But it's good. We got a lot of listeners. So it's
good. Okay. All 54 of our fans.
Yeah. Now, another one was from Tim Daniel. So thank you, Craig. Please send us more. And like I said, we're not far from over. We're going to go back to those and definitely do more discussions. Another one was an embarrassingly old one. We haven't been on Facebook doing much, so I apologize, Tim. This is Tim Daniel. Posted on a wall some questions. He sends, essentially, it's a long one here, but I would like to hear a discussion about blogs and the best way to use them to drive SEO. Now, in his case, he has, for example, a website that's just his site. And then he has another one, which he's created an entirely different top-level domain for his blog. He says, is it a good idea to market your blog to a specific niche while keeping your main website all-encompassing? So in other words, keeping them separate. Does this approach benefit SEO or hurt it? What would be the best approach if you were to decide to do something like this? So, oh, and of course we should add, thank you. Keep up the great podcast because we need a little love here. Thank you.
Definitely thank you.
Yes. So, all right. I guess start with the two domain thing. Want to take that off?
Go for it. Yeah. And as you know, I'm pretty passionate about blogs. I'm a huge WordPress fan. You know, I actually helped organize the WordPress or WordCamp Miami down here this year. And so blogs is something I'm very keen on and think about a lot, actually. And in this particular instance, when he's talking about two completely different sites, one for his blog and one for his main site, I'm going to just immediately give that a big thumbs down. You're missing and not because it's bad to do it. It's because by doing that, you're missing a lot of opportunity to increase the relevancy and increase the authority of your main site. And just like you were talking about a little bit ago, Ross, you know, if you're writing all the time, you're building authority to yourself and your brand, but not if you're doing it on a completely different website. It's good from an engine perspective and an organic perspective. So, yeah, big thumbs down on that. And I would even take that as far as saying don't do it on a subdomain either. A lot of people do like blog.domain.com. I wouldn't even recommend doing it there because, you know, your subdomain is tied to your site, but it is not given as much weight as the content would be given if it was on your site. So,
yeah, I mean, it's definitely not a full thumbs down. I've seen it work. It's just not as effective. You know, subdomains aren't just not as effective. I feel that having all that site within your, like, merging the two would make the most sense to me, because it shows your authority on what you do to both the search engines and to people when you're on your site. When they click on blog and they go to a separate part of your internal site, your main site, and they see all that content, you can link to it a little easier. It's all within the same site. You're not giving away page rank. You're just passing it amongst your site. There's a lot of benefits there. I think it's honestly the best way to go. I've actually got a client right now, frustrates the heck out of me. They just, again, created a new site without telling me. I don't mean years. It's like, God, get me involved, please. And, you know, because they've already made the same mistake again they've done before. And in this case, they're running, okay, they've switched to WordPress, and this is going to make you shiver, John. They're running WordPress, and they've got a link on their menu saying blog that links to a blogger.
What?
A blogger site. So they're running a blog engine and they're linking to another site.
Well, it kind of makes me like smack my forehead, but at the same time, it's like, cool. Someone's actually thinking about using WordPress for something other than a blog. They're using it as a straight CMS, which to me is awesome. It's really
for me as the guy who has to work on it, I'm just like, no. Anyway.
But there, just if you have that situation, there is actually a very simple process from porting your blogger content into WordPress. So,
yeah, there's actually a plugin, isn't there, that'll do the
work. Okay. Definitely.
But what about all the 301s from Blogger?
There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah. Okay, I figure as much, because I know they've already built quite a lot of reputation on that site. They again went ahead and did that without me a while back. So,
right, exactly. So overall, though, I do applaud. Who was it that asked that question? Tim. I do applaud Tim because you're heading in the right direction. You want to be blogging, just like we talked about earlier. You want to be adding new content to your site all the time. So just the fact that you're thinking about blogs is a good thing. My recommendation is to put it all in one place. No need in having it on different domains. Keep it in one spot and build one big site with all that content and all your products and services in the same place.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that one of the other questions here, and this is what I'll build off of, is I'd like to hear discussion about blogs and the best way to use them to drive SEO. So that was his main question. And it's a great question, and again, like I say, I'm passionate about blogs. I could go for hours, but in this case, I make sure to use them as place to show what I know what I'm doing, but also to show what I know what I'm doing and happen to create a theme in that article about a particular service in my site. And then I link to that. And I try and link to it a few times within the article. So it becomes a link builder for that section. And then people link to it. I'll put it up to my syndicators. It'll get some reposting elsewhere after I've given it a day or so for the search engines to notice it as being originally posted on my own site. That's a key issue.
It is a key issue, but it doesn't always work that way. Because if someone posts it, it's a lot stronger than your site, they're still going to get the bump anyway. Like if CNN picked it up, they're going to get the bump and not you.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not something I really complain about, but just as an example.
It's true. It's true. I mean, you're just doing the best you can to eliminate all the scrapers, really, from doing much with it. Well, I guess not scrapers. That's a bad example because they could do it anyway. In this case, it's more like, for example, if I happen to post on SitePro News, it's usually a day after I've done it on my own site, unless I'm doing an exclusive article, which happens occasionally. But generally, it's given some time, search engines find it on my site first. So let's talk more about this in a second, but for the moment, let's take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Every affiliate marketer wants to build their own empire. Lavish trips, new cars, fancy threads. You know, be the talk of the town. That's why I found my empire with Empire Media. They work around the clock to customize my campaign. They have the connections, the clout, and the custom offers to monetize my website at every move. My website is measured and monetized to the max thanks to Empire Media. Look up empiremedia.com, empyremedia.com, and find out how fulfilling full-service affiliate marketing can be. Empire Media, reign over your competition.
Hey, Joel Kahm here, and I want you to hear something. That's my ka-ching button, and it's the universal sound of success. Sounds good, doesn't it? How would you like to hear that ka-ching sound all the time? In my new book, Ka-ching, How to Run an Online Business That Pays and Pays, I lay out a strategy and a plan for you to create your own online success. Get your copy today at kachingbook.com, and I'll give you a ka-ching button for free. All the details are there at kachingbook.com. That's kachingbook.com.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Karka, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we're talking about how best to use a blog to help your SEO. We're just starting on it, actually. And we've only got a few more minutes left, so I think we should just rattle off a few ideas. And I'll preface that by saying that we do, I believe, have at least one full show all about blogs not long ago, really.
I think we did.
But let's just rattle off a few ideas. John, what would you start with in terms of optimizing a blog? And we can't assume they're all WordPress, so what do you think?
Oh, yes, we can. Come on. They are all WordPress.
I want to. Trust me. It's my area of familiarity. But
So if you're blogging, I think one of the best benefits from an SEO perspective of blogging is what we've kind of been the unintended theme of this show is creating content and lots of it and publishing it, you know, to the point where you can start getting a lot of traffic from terms you might not have gotten traffic for otherwise. So if you're writing about different topics, you're going to get more traffic because you're going to be found for quite a few more search phrases than you would have been found for. I mean, to me, that's out of everything that a blog can possibly do for you, that's the number one thing in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. And when it comes to optimizing a blog to make it work for you, I think one of the things that I love to do, and I try and get every client I've got to do it, doesn't always work, but I try, is to get them to switch their internal feed. Like when you set up something like WordPress or any system, they generally have their own RSS built in. Mm-hmm. And what I try and do is I port that to FeedBurner. FeedBurner was bought by Google, Lord, quite a while ago now. But I'm all about getting as many connections as I can with the search engine we all live and breathe from. Frankly, right now, that's definitely still Google. And since they own FeedBurner, it makes a lot of sense that if you're in there, it's going to have a little bit a better chance of being found faster, perhaps, or at least found. And I find that's a good thing. And they've also got great analytics, a whole lot of different ways. They've got their own pinging system, a whole lot, lots of widgets that can help you promote your blog as well.
And there's another mechanism for that built into most blogs. I know it's directly built into WordPress. Some other ones you might need plugins. But basically, it's the notification services that go out and let places like Google Blog Search and Technorati know you've just published a new article. So it'll actually, when you publish, there'll be a list of these things in your blog backend admin. Ping-O-Matic is the one that comes to mind right off the top of my head, that goes out to dozens and dozens of different places that track and index blog posts specifically. And every time you're a new blog post and you hit publish, that Ping-O-Matic will send a notification. It'll push a notification out to all these places that notify them that, hey, there's a new article here. They'll come, they'll crawl it, they'll put it inside their system. So that's another good way to make sure you're found.
What have you thought of the plugin? I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right, but PubHub SubPub?
Say that again.
PubHub SubPub, I think it is.
Say it again.
Yeah.
We'll see how many times I can get you to say it.
Shush. So, what do you think of it?
I honestly haven't played with it yet.
Yeah, I've got it going on one of my sites, but I don't really. I've never had any chance to check just whether or not it's helping. Now, for the listeners out there, I believe it was one that was created by Google. This format, and essentially, I wish I'd read up on this, but essentially, it speeds up this pinging, like we were just talking about. It essentially, once you publish something, it notifies Google and in a way that allows it to get it almost immediately. Am I correct? I think that's pretty much the
yeah.
And it's a plugin, so if you don't have it, give it a shot. Can't hurt.
And then another way to really utilize your blog software and your blogs for SEO is to become part of other people's communities. And there's a number of sites that use plugins that if you're a member of your community and you make a comment somewhere, right under your name, it puts a little thing that says this person's latest blog post. So you actually attach your blog's RSS feed to your profile on this other site, and they'll actually promote your latest content as you're participating in their community. And even if they don't have that plugin, if you're linking to them in your content or talking about them because you're participating in their communities, use what's called the pingback links, and it'll actually create a link back to your site on their site in the comment area when you're talking about their content. And that's probably really confusing.
Can you tell me, what was the plugin? Give me an example of one of those plugins that were the community-based.
I don't know the exact name of one of those plugins, but if you look for and again, my knowledge is going to be very WordPress-centric because that's the only blog software anybody should ever use. But that's not true because it's really hard to use it on a Windows machine. So switch to Apache. Anyway. I guess I can look it up and I'll provide it. I'll find out what the name of it is, but basically it's a simple plugin that you put into your site, and if it connects to your commenting system, and then when someone is a registered user on your site, part of their profile that they can fill out is what is your RSS feed to your blog, and then if you make a comment underneath your name and the date and stuff, it'll say Ross's latest blog post, and put a link to your latest blog post out of your RSS feed.
It's not a function of discuss, is it?
No, I don't know if Disqus does that, but this is a specific plugin that I know that does it. Disqus may do it as well.
Interesting. I'll have to check it out. Well, everyone, I guess we're down to the last few seconds here. I know we're probably even over, but there's so much more. We could go on at least another hour here, and I think we should get more into blogs again. It's a good refresher for everyone, and frankly, I love talking about it.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited about Craig's suggestion about doing a show on social media optimization, how it ties directly into SEO. There's a lot of good stuff to talk about there too.
Definitely. So thank you. Thanks so much for sending in some ideas, and please send more. Remember, it's facebook.com/SEO101podcast. And on there, just go on in, send in your questions. And as you can tell, we listen and we will talk about them. Maybe if we get a whole lot, which would be kind of neat, we'll have to go in order, but we'll do our best.
You know what I like to do, Ross? I like to find someone that asks a really, really intelligent question and get them on the show and talk to them about it directly, too.
Definitely. That might scare some off, but we're in.
No, it'll have to. But so think of a real, real good question that we can discuss, and maybe we can get you on the show and talk about it directly.
That's a great idea. Awesome. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, thanks for joining us today. My Twitter ID is at Ross Dunn. And John?
I'm at John Carcutt. Two T's.
Just in case, yeah.
Just in case.
Hey, did you get both? You got to get both.
Both?
Both Twitter
both
IDs.
What?
Just in case.
I have another one?
Well, one with what's one T, just in case they go there.
Oh, actually, no, I didn't. But, you know, I guess I could. I can't, like, read. I couldn't redirect it to the proper one anyway, could I?
No, but you can put in there, and a lot of people do. The only post they have there is, actually, I'm on this one.
Ah, good idea.
Stefan Spencer did that, I think, too.
All right.
Anyway, thank you for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Our show airs every Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.